Country Pop FM.
Time for today's Bob Almanac. Just a couple of yesterday's texts when I asked whether or not we should continue to use Virtual Neil as part of the Bob Almanac. Somebody said, bring in Allie Gray. She's the best of them all. She can have my job if she wants it. She'll have to pay to be on, but let's see. Somebody said, oh, wait, no. I thought somebody sent in some nice texts here. They must have been deleted. They were too nice. We decided to delete them here. But we counted them before we deleted them. And yes, indeed, we are back with the one and only Virtual Neil here today.
Huh?
All right, today's Bob Almanac. What is the date today? 1st of February. Tuesday is the day of the week. And we have 333 days, 333, three repeating, 32nd day of the year. Steamboat patented on this date. Guy by the name of Fuller. Was it Robert Fuller? Not the Bobby Fuller IV who fought the law and law won. This is the other guy, Steamboat Guy, 1788, patented. 1898, Travelers Insurance Company. Are they the ones with the umbrella? I want to say that they're the ones with the umbrella in their logo. The Travelers Insurance Company issued the first automobile insurance policy. I wonder what their deductible was. So that was this date, 1898. 1913, this date.
Each day, 750,000 people pour through Grand Central.
What do you think, Grand Central, 100 years old?
I think he's fantastic.
We love Grand Central. It never looked better.
There is poetry in this place. It is a warm, inviting place for something as large and cathedral-like.
The construction...
Grand Central Terminal opened on this date. That report was from a few years ago, celebrating its 100th birthday. It was originally known as Grand Central Terminal, then it was Grand Central Station. Almost was bulldozed because the building of this and the opening of this ushered in the era of luxury train travel. But that didn't last very long because eventually we had luxurious air travel. And that kind of took away the luxurious train travel part of it. And they almost bulldozed Grand Central Station. But they kept it, they refurbished it, and it's a heck of a nice place. And is that the place that got trashed in the Avengers Battle of New York? I think it was. 1920, first commercial armored car. You know, we had the ironclad Monitor and Merrimack going back to the Civil War. So it would only make sense that eventually we would have automobiles that were armored for protection. Who knows who's in that? It could be a who or an it. It could be money, and usually money and valuables are transported in those armored cars. And it was actually introduced in St. Paul, Minnesota. So a little credit here to our local cities. First ever armored car introduced in St. Paul. 1964 here this date. The song Louie Louie. Nobody knows what the lyrics are. You can't understand them. So people are making up their own lyrics, apparently, and then telling the FBI, hey, this is a dirty song. This cannot be on the air. And it was this day that the governor of Indiana, another elected official who thinks he knows better than we do and knows best, oh, I, the governor of Indiana, I can't allow you to be subjected to this song. So I'm going to ban it. That was the state, 1964. Of course, that didn't last very long, and it is still one of our favorites to this day. Louie, Louie, or as we'd say, Louie, Louie, here this date, the Kingsman. All right, let's move on now. 1967, of course, it's this date.
The ABA's first commissioner was George Mikan, a former NBA star who brought instant credibility and new ideas to the upstart league.
I felt that there was room for another league. I told him about our ideas as to...
George Mikan, the former Minneapolis Laker and NBA great, becomes the first commissioner of the American Basketball Association here on this date, 1967. He's the one who came up with the idea with the three-point line. He came up with the red, white, and blue basketball, two of the things that the ABA was known for. They were also known for franchises that weren't all that stable, including the ones that were here in Minnesota. We had a franchise. We had an expansion. I shouldn't say expansion, an original franchise from that first year. The Minnesota Muskies played out at Met Center. back in 1967. 68.
What the hell's going on out here?
I'll tell you what the heck's going on out there. It's Vince Lombardi resigning on this date. 68 from the Packers. I think it was stress related. I think he was getting ulcers and things and was having health issues. He did go back to coaching and signed on with the Washington Redskins. Was it the year after that? And then he would die in the early 70s, but had a nice run, that Vince Lombardi guy, with the Green Bay Packers. And you know, it was kind of interesting because the exact same date, 18 years prior, Curly Lambeau, the founder of the Packers, he was a player and a coach. Curly Lambeau resigned after 31 years. It's funny that they would do it on the same day. I wonder if Vince Lombardi did that on purpose, having a sense of history. Let's go to 1975. Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis, asks his daughter, "Hey, Lisa Marie, who's your favorite singer?" He just probably figured she'd say, "Daddy." No, she said Elton John on this date in 75. And Elvis said, "Well, let's go meet Elton John." So Lisa Marie Presley met her favorite singer, Elton John, for her 7th birthday. 1975, now 82.
Welcome to the show. You folks are apparently a bright group, bright enough at least to read the applause sign, and I certainly appreciate that. I'm very excited about this new show, and it's a big 3 or 4 days for NBC.
Late Night with David Letterman. Late Night would never be the same. He had done a midday show on NBC, and done something with the Starland Vocal Band. He had been a weatherman in Indianapolis. He finally found his calling. Late Night. Late Night with David Letterman, debuting on this date, 1982. 1986. TV theme time. Inspector Gadget. Go, go, Gadget Arms. Don Adams is the voice. Its final episode aired on this date. If you were coming of age there in the early 80s, you remember Inspector Gadget. It aired 4 seasons, 86 episodes, pretty good run. It ended that run in 86. 94.
Mr. Galluli, are you guilty of the allegations as stated by your attorney?
Huh? I am.
What is your plea to the charge of racketeering?
Guilty.
Jeff Galluli pleaded guilty to racketeering, struck a deal to testify that his ex-wife, Tanya Harding, approved the assault on figure skater Nancy Kerrigan, even though I think Tanya Harding to this date still says that she didn't know anything about it. Yeah, right. 1994, Jeff Galluli and that whole train wreck thing. How about 2003? This was really sad news.
Shuttle Columbia, with 7 astronauts aboard, was streaking across the blue Texas skies just 16 minutes from home when it blew apart. In a horrifying echo of the Challenger catastrophe 17 years earlier, flaming debris fell to Earth along a 300-mile-long trail of destruction from Fort Worth to western Louisiana.
I think we just observed the anniversary of the Challenger explosion just a few days ago, if I'm not mistaken. Saw something on Twitter. Gave my staff the several days off there, so I'm not sure. But 2003, and of course the difference between the Challenger and the Columbia, Challenger was launching and lifting off. Meanwhile, Columbia was returning and had a major failure on the heat shield coming back into the atmosphere, and it disintegrated, dismantled over Texas. I remember where I was when I heard about that. We were in the Bob Studios. 2003. 2008 here this date, some local sports.
The Twins have finally worked out a tentative deal for Johan Santana after passing on offers by the Red Sox and Yankees at the winter meetings last month. The Mets will acquire the two-time Cy Young Award winner if they can work out a contract extension, and if the lefty passes a physical.
So this date was the date that the Twins signed Johan Santana to an extension, but that extension was only so they could trade him. It was a sign-and-trade deal. Johan Santana had won 2 Cy Youngs with the Twins. It was a tough day, but again, it was looking like the Twins weren't going to sign him to a big deal to keep him here. So he went to the Mets. The only real prospect that the Twins got out of that was Carlos Gomez, who was a fun, exciting, an energizing outfielder. But Johan Santana, boy, it's just, I think about that when we had him, how the Twins didn't do better. Obviously, won divisions, but never made it to a World Series. That was 2008. Another little tidbit about Johan Santana. Remember when we had Irvin Santana? We had the other Santana here playing for the Twins? His real name is actually Johan. And when Johan was just getting going in the major leagues, Irvin Santana was in the minor leagues with the Angels. And he decided to change his name because he didn't want to be confused with Johan, so he went with Irvin. Trivia here, a part of the Bob Almanac.
I'll be all the screech that I can be. Ow!
Dustin Diamond was best known by a different name.
Screech! Hit it.
As Screech, Diamond was Saved by the Bell's lovable geek.
It was sad on this date. Just a year ago, we lost Dustin Diamond. We lost Screech. He had been battling stage 4 cancer, 2001. And also a year ago.
The world's oldest known wild bird has hatched a chick at the age of 70. Wisdom is an albatross which lives on a wildlife refuge in the North Pacific and was first identified by researchers in 1956. Now, albatross
Wisdom the albatross, the 70-year-old bird. Eat your heart out, Tony Randall. Gave birth on this date. Laid an egg. I believe albatrosses lay eggs. I mean, can you just believe it? By the time that little chick graduates high school, albatross is going to be 88, putting on an open house and going to the graduation. All right, let's move on to birthdays now today.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
Francisco Franco is still dead. Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow.
One of the original not ready for primetime players, Garrett Morris. Still with us here today, celebrating number 85.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Don Everly.
Wake up.
Brother Phil's no longer with us. Don Everly is 85 today at the Everly Brothers. Harmonizing and doing their thing. Crossing over. Little rockabilly, little rock, little country. 85.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson. Danger.
Will Robinson, the actor that played Will Robinson in Lost in Space. Bill Mumy is on our list today. 68 for Bill Mumy. Danger, Will Robinson.
And his mama.
We mentioned Lisa Marie Presley.
Cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed.
Little digital coercion here with Elvis and his daughter.
Don't you understand?
Singing in the ghetto, Lisa Marie Presley, 54. More birthdays here. Our rapper of the day from Outkast, Big Boy, 47. Boy is spelled B-O-I. Just an FYI if you're going to look it up. Big Boy, 47.
I sure hate to break down here.
A one-hit wonder in the country music world. Had a top 20 hit. I think this one may have hit top 15 and then not another top 40 in her career. Julie Roberts, Breakdown Here. Julie Roberts is 43. Ronda Rousey, tough lady, MMA fighter, WWE.
Where's the candidate? Right there in the red dress, about to chop those guys. The hostess? Not the hostess. The bouncer.
Yeah, she was in Expendables 3, and that was a dream come true. Not so much about Ronda Rousey, but the fact that Kelsey Grammer and Sylvester Stallone shared a scene. That had been my dream for years, and it finally came true. And you may know a group called One Direction.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else do.
Harry Styles, kind of the leader of that One Direction boy band. Created in the laboratory, put together, and they had some hits. And all of a sudden, now Harry Styles is a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He shows up at the end of one of their most recent ones, The Eternals. And I guess he's playing Thanos' brother now. So he's in the Marvel Universe. That's a big deal. That'll be a big payday for Harry Styles, although I get a feeling he doesn't need the money. He's just 28 today. We haven't heard much from Virtual Neil here today.
Cheater.
So we'll just throw a couple in here. A lot of people like this. Hey, Hey, Neil, you ever watch The Jeffersons?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Well, we might have a Jeffersons reference coming up later. Conn Smythe, gone but not forgotten today. You know, back to the civilized day, the day of wine and roses, when the NHL divisions and the conferences were named after people. It was a smarter time. It was a better time. It was a more hopeful time. Conn Smythe, Hockey Hall of Famer, 1895 here on this date. This guy.
You go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, one of the most famous lines in movie history, right along with No, I'm Your Father, and Get Busy Living, Get Busy Dying. There's several, of course, from Talladega Nights that would fall right into that category. But Clark Gable, Gone with the Wind, just to name one. Clark Gable, 1901. Boris Yeltsin. You know, you compare him to Putin, and he's like Santa Claus. You know, he's like Wilford Brimley. You know, he was fun. He was jolly. He was drinking vodka, having fun with Clinton, and now we got Putin. Putin is just a bore. Putin's a bore. Boris Yeltsin is a party. Former Russian president. Wasn't he the first Russian president? You know, Gorbachev was the Soviet premier, and then Boris Yeltsin was the Russian president when they all broke up. 1931 for him.
Well, we're moving on now.
TV theme time.
Jeffersons. We need to remember George Jefferson, Sherman Hemsley. And don't forget his work on Amen. That was pretty good, too. 1938. Few more.
She's all right. She's all right.
Rick James is on our list today. Gives a little R&B funk there, Rick James, Super Freak. MC Hammer, I don't want to say he ruined this song, but I try to push that other one out of my mind. And Brandon Lee's on our list today as well, 1965. So that's Neil Staff's list. His staff forgot a couple here.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
And I will be leaving a list for Neil's staff, too, when they get back. Because they need to know.
At $10,000 a show,
right? We take all. He's the guy in the eye patch on Dr. Hook. In Dr. Hook.
Never know.
If he's on a TV show, it'd be on. But since it's a movie, it's in.
Show a picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Ray Sawyer sang lead on just a few of their songs, back up on all the other ones. One with the eye patch. Born this date, 1937. And former Viking quarterback Wade Wilson. He, what was he, West Texas State, East Texas State, one of those colleges that he went to in Texas. He was our backup and became our starter. And he died 3 years ago on his birthday. He was exactly 60 years old. He died of complications from diabetes. Diabetes 1. That was this date, 1959. Then he passed away this date, 2019. Wade Wilson, now Virtual Neil.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Yes, they are, and that's today's almanac.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.